Hello, it's Paul O'Mahony, and it's 20 to 6 in the evening, and I'm leaving a hotel in Cork called the Cork International Airport Hotel, and I'm driving to pick my daughter up from the lady who's looking after her. And I want to tell you a story about what I did this morning after I left my daughter off at school. You see, that's about, feels like about 3 years ago, but anyway, what happened is that I leave my daughter off, and I then decide, well, I'm driving to this hotel, no sweat at all. What'll I do on the way? I decide, right, I listen to a podcast. Yeah. I mean, in the old days, I'd have listened to the radio. And there was a time when I would listen to an audio book. But instead, I thought, I tell you what I'll do. I'll turn on my list of podcasts in Audioboo, and I'll see if there's anything to start the day with which would really get me together rather than rushing all over the place. So I'll hope that this guy who I know over there lives in Devon in the UK, name is Julian Summer Hayes, known on his Audioboo account as J-U, S-U-M-M-E-R-H-A-Y-E-S, Julian Summer Hayes. Anyway, will he have something? And he did. So I thought, great. And it proved to be longer than usual. He usually does about 3 or 4 minutes, and the thing about him is that he's a big reflector about life, and he's more than a reflector, actually. He used to be a lawyer, you know, he has a kind of forensic mind about him. But he was on about something that I thought, he's crazy, he's mad, he's trying to do something that people are going to, you know, lock him up, or people are going to sort of think they should send in the white coats. Because he actually went as far as to say that he had genius. Yeah. Now, those of you who have already heard the blog post or the podcast will realize that I am playing around when I characterize him this way. But the man actually set out to do something. He set out to kind of reclaim the word genius from people who would, the minute you hear genius, you hear, Einstein. Well, in fact, he mentioned Mozart. But when Julian Summer Hayes was mentioning Mozart, I was mentioning Einstein. And then, of course, I was thinking of all the other geniuses that there have been. So Julian's got this idea that human beings could actually have a genius within them, which is in them. And the job of life is to bring that genius out. Well, this is all very well, you know, for some people this will sound like playing with words. I've just run into a problem here with traffic. But I'll come out and I'll admit that I'm on Julian Summer Hayes' side on this. The job of living. What is the job of living when you strip it back out of everything? And I think that when you strip it back, that you'd find that there wasn't much light in between Julian Summer Hayes' view and my own. The job of living is to bring out what lies within so that it shines brightly enough to point a way forward. Now, that's my own way of expressing it. But so the idea that to bring the genius out from within yourself was what he was on about this morning. And I thought, well, this is quite a good way to start the day, really. And then I thought, what about the difficulty of reclaiming this word genius? Because in ordinary language, you say, oh, he's a genius, would either mean that the person is so elevated in status that you sort of wouldn't be anywhere near them, or that you were playing around with words or being facetious or something like that. The genius. Now, if you want to restore the meaning of the word genius to being something useful as a word in ordinary conversation, because it isn't much use in ordinary conversation. We don't get much opportunity to chat about geniuses. Most of our conversation is about very ordinary people doing very familiar things. So, but here's this kind of rather weird man in Devon talking about something that isn't familiar, you know, the genius of everyday life. Again, my phrase again. He has lovely phrases. He is a poet and he is a real wordsmith, so mine are just kind of bouncing off his. You know, he's done the hard work of you know, teasing out a way to express things, and then it's ever so easy to bounce off what he has to say. So listen to Julian. That would be my advice. If I were you now, I'd stop listening to me and I'd go over and listen to Julian. But if you still want to stay on here for a minute or two or three or four, I'll just tell you that Julian made me think about Seth Godin. Now, Seth Godin took a word, tribes, and I think fairly single-handedly, but I'm probably wrong about that, but I certainly don't know who was his collaborator. He took the word tribes from, it kind of meant a kind of, well, depending on how pejorative you want to, you know, backward-looking people would be, or backward-behaving people, the tribes of Africa, or the tribes or clans, you know, ancient world anyway, not you know, we kind of drift into easily adopting the a view of continuous progress in history, so that the further back you go, you know, the less technologically complex the world was, and we make a jump to that means, oh yes, less emotionally sophisticated or imaginatively intelligent, you know, kind of think that there's, now I'm not saying we, I don't like that phrase, we, in this context at all, but you know, that's what it got me thinking about. How on earth did Seth Godin manage to restore the word tribes? Because he has. I mean, it is a really well-used word. In fact, it's in danger of becoming a cliché. It's a word that refers to a particular type of community that is close to you, and that they might actually want you to lead them. That was the purpose of his little book called Tribes, which I particularly loved because the chapters were terribly short. Anyway, that's another story. But so is Julian Summerhayes? This is the question I really have for Julian. Are you going to have a serious go at restoring the word genius into everyday conversation? Are you going to become, on the internet, known as, you know, the genius guy? And I don't mean by that that you're going to go around claiming a genius. That, of course, is obvious. And anybody who has the slightest contact with you will know that you're not going to go around the place saying, you know, I'm, you know, greatest gift to anybody. But no, the point is, if you want to restore the word genius into ordinary conversation, then a campaign will be necessary. Yeah. And this morning's audio boo will actually have to be called The Genius Manifesto by Julian. I suspect that this was not a million miles from his mind when he recorded the audio boo this morning, because one of the very great insights that Julian shared this morning was that he was aware that some people would turn on a podcast from him on any day of the week and not really having listened to all the other ones he's done, and will wonder, you know, what's making this guy tick? So they may not really, you know, understand where he's coming from, and they might think he was actually a bit weird because he's, you know, asking people to, for example, just be able to say, I am enough. I'm okay. I am actually all right. This is me. Not, I got to get better at this, I got to be better at that, should be doing this, I ought to have done that and all that. No, Julian is trying to, has been, waging one kind of a campaign, which is, you know, please stop all that beating yourself up and just breathe. And while you're doing that, accept you are who you are. You are good enough already. And, you know, we could do with a bit of that. Now, I'm probably not able, very easily anyway, to say that the world is all right the way it is. I have to admit it isn't all right in my mind the way it is, and I am, you know, one of these big change people. But I think it might be quite good for people to stop saying to themselves, I need to change. And just to say, look, perhaps it would be a good idea if I found myself surrounded by a few more people who were like me or something like that, so that I could feel I was part of a community. So this morning's audio boo from Julian, I think was a bit what I would call freaky, you know. It could give you, whoa, cause you to rethink what you're doing. It's when I use the word freaky, it's about the highest compliment I could give to a piece of audio, because what it does is say, look, this is one that stood out, really did stand out for me, not just in terms of I being impressed by it, because there are loads of audios, Booze, that impress me, but one that got me saying, whose side am I on? Where do I stand in this difference between one way of, not just one way of thinking and another, but one way of behaving, I suppose, you know. Because it is all about doing stuff, as Julian said in his audio booth. It is about doing stuff. It's about, you know, behaving in such a way that the result will be that the genius within will come out and play. Now, that does actually mean, you know, stopping talking about genius and just do something, you know. If you're sitting there thinking you want to think more about this, I would probably bet that Julian would say the same thing. You know, pick up your pen and write, or pick up your paintbrush and colour, pick up your instrument and play. Just make something happen. That's a good way of starting to, you know, release the genius within. Is do something. So that's kind of where what I found to be such a great start to the day today. And by the way, just to make something really clear in case there's a suspicion here, this is not a collaboration between Julian Summerhayes and myself. I've never spoken to him. We have never exchanged Twitter. He does a lot of stuff on social media, I know, because he says he does, but I have never interacted with him there. I did send him a direct message once, you know, but we're not in contact with each other at all. So this is me, you know, riffing off what he had to say, and I may have done him complete injustice. The best thing to do would be to check it out and see what you think. Anyway, personally, to Julian, I want to say thank you very much. It was a fine piece of change you wrought in my temperament this morning. Bye.